All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the 27th day of April, 2021. I do want to thank each of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. Also want to encourage you to continue sending along any comments that you might have about this show. Send it to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. We do want to thank our sponsors for making the show economically viable. Without them, there would be no show. Today's sponsors are Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp, El Oro Resources, Irving Resources, Hannon Metals, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, and Firefox Gold. I've titled today's show, Why the Future of Money is Gold and Silver. Alistair McLeod, Michael Oliver, and Chen Lin return as guests. With Bitcoin's price still rising and expected to rise even more, there has been a growing belief in cryptocurrency circles that it will replace unbacked government currencies when they eventually fail. Governments and central bankers have been pushing back against anything that takes away their ability to create counterfeit money to consolidate power and redistribute wealth to their friends, to their crony capitalist friends. Alistair says the assumptions behind the notion that cryptocurrencies will replace existing fiat money are naive and show an absence of knowledge regarding what qualities are needed for sound money. At the same time, governments resist a return to gold-backed currencies, too. But Alistair believes market forces will ultimately leave governments with no choice but to accept gold as a money due to market forces that will eventually overwhelm the immoral issuance of money by governments. Of course, Alistair's views are largely rebuked by PhD economists far and wide because they have been brought up on the Keynesian religion. But we will ask Alistair why he is so sure that gold will inevitably be returned to money and what signs we might look for to tell us that time is drawing near. Michael Oliver will join me right after the first commercial break to give us his latest views on the markets and whether the end of the greatest stock and bond bull market in history might be nearing their end, while commodities, which have been depressed for so very long, are showing signs of breaking out from their long slumber. But before we go to commercial break and talk to Michael, I am really pleased to tell you that my friend Chen Lin is with me to share some of his investment ideas. And if you... I'd really like to say that if you're a serious investor who might like to enter the very exciting biotech sectors as well as precious metals and energy markets, you may do well to consider subscribing to Chen's excellent letter, What is Chen Buying? What is Chen Selling? Go to chenpicks.com, chenpicks.com to sign up for Chen's letter, learn more about it. Welcome, Chen, and thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Jay. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Really good to have you again. You are talking a little bit about India, the devastating COVID problem in India, and you have some thoughts about how they may, setting aside the tragedy and the heartache that's happening with those poor people in India, you have some ideas about how they may impact some of our markets. Would you care to explain?
First of all, it's really devastating. Pre this spike, the recent spike, the India reported already 50%, the people has antibodies, so they seem to have most people asymptomatic, and then recently seems getting much worse. And then people who had antibodies seems not able to protect themselves. So it's really, really worrisome. They have all these mutations, double, triple mutation. I don't know whether our vaccine will work or not. I just only hoping and praying vaccine should work. You know, I think the our Biden administration, they just try to be anti-Trump, but they should have stopped the flight from India, just like Canada did, but they're not doing. So it's very concerning, but we still need to watch it very closely. But also, India is very, very large gold consumer, okay, that their demand, physical demand, just picking up last quarter, now probably going to go down very dramatically. People could be selling gold as well to live, to get oxygen, right? So. So it's a very devastating situation. I'm a little bit worried about their demand, the impact for the physical gold, you know, demand. Mm-hmm. So that's something we should watch out closely.
All right. Well, at the same time, though, there has been some indication that China is receptive to increasing its gold imports. So that might have somewhat of an offset.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, and you know, Chinese buyer and Indian buyer are quite similar. They buy on the low. It's just obviously that the Western, like New York, we buy on the strength, you know, and don't buy when they go higher. Yeah. They buy when they are cheap. Yeah. So because they use it for jewelry, for consumer, or just pass on to generations. So there were quite some pickup in Chinese buying as well as India buying in Q1. So the Q2, I think probably only China is buying some.
Yeah. So. Well, whatever the situation is in the gold markets, we do, and I echo your thoughts, Chen, hopes and prayers for the people of India and, of course, globally, too, that this pandemic doesn't spread with the mutations and so forth. But another market that I know you're watching very carefully and one that you're very excited about is palladium. Talk to us about the dynamics behind palladium and why it's performing so well.
Yeah, palladium, I mean, I was on palladium quite a few years ago when it was below 1,000. I sold out, went away to 2,000. I thought 2,000 was very expensive. But even palladium at 2,000, there's no production response. Right? Palladium production has been quite flat. And then right now, this year, we have a chip shortage in automobile. Right, so this year's automobile production worldwide is projected to be 10% less pandemic, pre-pandemic. So not last year. Last year was pandemic. Pre-last year. So it was 10% less of 2019. However, the PGM, palladium, platinum, and all the others are reported going to be 20-25% more. You know why? Mm. Because of this air pollution course on very stingy standard, mostly in China. China going to have a most strictest standard in the world. They'd already start implementing something earlier this year and also mid this year and also the year next couple of years. So that will require at least 50% more PGM, okay, palladium, platinum. And then in the heavy trucks, I saw the report that require 3 times more of platinum and other PGM because, you know, pollution in China is very, very bad. So the government here was determined to have a clean air. So actually that's come out will be the strictest on the emission standard in the world. So that's also Europe has a new standard. So all these are lead to a very rapid demand for palladium and platinum and all the other. We saw rhodium. Rhodium I got a few years ago at 1,000. Now it's 30,000, right? Almost 30,000. And 30,000, we're running out of rhodium. I saw the report early this year. They're replacing rhodium with palladium. You saw palladium was very high, but they're actually using that to replace rhodium at 1-7, or some reports at maybe 1-5. So that support, you know, you look at it, $4,000, maybe $5,000 palladium. So right now, palladium today just hit 3,000. It has been hitting new high almost every day in the past couple of weeks. I was very fortunate. I got on the trend. As soon as I saw the Russian palladium mine was flooded, so I got in just like the breakout from the 2,000. And now it's 3,000. I think it's probably on the way higher. Think about that. If you're an executive of the GM or Ford, you will be worried, right? With production is down, demand is higher. And what's going to happen if demand is higher next year for the automaker? You know, so it will become a hunger game between all these automakers. One of those has to step up. Maybe they will secure their palladium for the next couple of years, and then that will trigger a tsunami, right? So I see it's probably will go parabolic because it's one of the metals that you cannot print. And then they are using platinum to replace palladium. On the other hand, so I think platinum also get a bit. So I'm quite bullish on both
on the palladium, PGMs.
Rhodium, button, everything, yes.
You're right, right. And what price was palladium when you got into it, Chen, more or less?
Oh, many years ago, I got in like 900. That was many years ago, and I got out. You know, remember, had a big spike, 2000. I got out too early. I got out, you know, before 2000. But I was able to, you know, get back in just a couple of weeks ago at when they just about to break out. You know, there was a news that the Russians' mine was flooded, right, north.
Yeah.
So right. that you know, that was actually very lucky timing. So when they just started to break out palladium, but also in platinum. Right, platinum in the past quite a few $100s, so platinum also doing very well.
Right, how are you playing those, Chen?
Well, there's one stock they appreciate nicely, but I don't think it's appreciate enough. It's a Spanish Stillwater. It's a used to be old Stillwater mine that was taken over by South African Spaniards, so called Spanish Stillwater (SBSW). It pays about, you know, at current price about 10%. What you saw on Google is not right because they pay it semi-annually. So they just we just got like almost 80% dividend, 86. So that was semi-annually because the first half of last year was pandemic. So they didn't pay much dividend. So even though they show pay like 5%, actually more close to 10%. And then this year, if it goes, it could pay at least 20%, right? So I mean, because they pay out the dividend at certain of their profit, and they're going to have a windfall profit this year. And the company has no debt, so it's looking very good. I think it's still very undervalued even at current price.
And that symbol is SPSW?
SB, Sam Boy, Sam Williams.
Okay, SBW. SBSW.
Yeah, it used to be Stillwater. Right. You know? Yeah,
okay, so. All right. Chen, we're just about out of time here, so real quickly, Cerro de Pasco is a name you've mentioned in the past. Where does that stand now with about 2 minutes left?
Yeah, we're just waiting for their deal with, you know, they said Glencore. There has been negotiation back and forth. The company is doing a little bit of raise right now, and it's looking good, and seems to be they're getting the money, and they will start drilling. So that will be very exciting time of this, how, you know, we see how much metal, what kind of grade it is. It can be the highest, if not one of the highest gold coal mine in the world. So we'll see.
It's got a little of everything there. It's like a polymetallic deposit.
Right. Historically, was the Cerro de Pasco copper mine. They're mostly mining copper, but that's copper gold. And old day, they don't even recover gold. You know, it could be a few grams of gold right there in the tailing. And then there could be, you know, a couple percent of copper. And we do not know, but it has been there for a few hundred years, right? So it only takes drilling to know that. The company originally last year were focused on close the deal with Glencore. But apparently Glencore also got an interest in the tailing. They don't want to give out too much. So we'll see. You know, we'll see what they come out with, what kind of grade we'll see, and we go from there. So they got the money, they will start drilling very soon.
So Glencore wanted out of the deal, and they have gotten out of it, but they still want to sort of stick around, I guess, to see how much value is there.
Not really. You can see that Glencore originally wants a deal. They already reached a deal, and then somehow Glencore, you know, take a little step back. They want to see the drilling. So they don't want to basically give us a silver platter. So that's it, to put it short. You know,
okay,
they're afraid of giving us too much. So that we'll see. And let's see what we have.
They probably have to answer to their shareholders, too. So we can't blame them for that, I guess. Chen, thank you. We're out of time. Thank you so much for your insights. Always a pleasure to have you, and thank you. We'll do it again sometime soon.
Yeah, pleasure to be
all right.
Here. Thanks.
All right, folks. Well, we do have to go to break, but don't go away. Michael Oliver will be with me, and he's, as always, has some very important things to tell us about the major markets. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Michael Oliver.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.